Winnipeg and the return of the NHL. And Stephen Brunn from the Globe and Mail joins us right now. Stephen, thank you very much for your time. I know your phone's probably blowing up like everyone in this city is. Can you talk to us about the report that you exclusively put on the Globe and Mail this evening that the Atlanta Thrashers have a deal done to move to Winnipeg?
Yeah, I can to a degree. It's exactly that. You know, I learned late today that an agreement had been reached between True North and the Atlanta Spirit Group to purchase the franchise with the understanding that it would be moved to Winnipeg. I was told that the NHL, you know, whether or not they've officially rubber-stamped it, that the NHL had signed off on that months ago, that they had told the Winnipeg group that if they could get a deal done with Atlanta Spirit, they could move the team, that they would be free to move the team. And I was also told that preparations were being made for an announcement on Tuesday, next Tuesday, a press conference, and then had that confirmed by a second source. I won't go into where that second source might be, but you know, feeling very secure about the sources in both cases. So, you know, whether there is an I to be dotted somewhere or a T to be crossed, as far as I'm concerned and the Globe and Mail is concerned, this deal is done. And there's a hockey team coming back to Winnipeg.
This city is going crazy right now. Our lines are blowing up. It's a safe bet that Winnipeg hockey fans that are listening to us on Sports Radio 12 run at 90 right now have a good reason to celebrate.
I think so. I would be celebrating if I was in Winnipeg tonight. And it's big news tonight, but it's certainly not unanticipated news. You know,
the
National Hockey League had a problem in Atlanta. They had a problem in Phoenix too, but they solved that thanks to the government in Glendale. They had a team in Atlanta with no owner, with no prospective owner, with an owner who was desperate to sell, a team that's lost buckets and buckets of money that they wanted out of Atlanta, no government willing to bail it out, and they had one prospective buyer for that team, and that was True North. There's nobody else out there, and there's nowhere else for the team to go. So, you know, look, I'm sure Gary Bettman will have a big smile on his face when he finally announces that the hockey's coming back to Winnipeg, but the fact is the NHL was boxed in here. They really didn't have an alternative for either of those two teams. I say they got bailed out in Glendale, but there was no one going to bail them out in Atlanta. So, it's not shocking, but you know, I think when it finally happens, I know people in Winnipeg have read a lot of stories over the last years, mm-hmm. certainly months. There's been a lot of speculation, a lot of informed speculation, but I guess the notion that it's going to finally happen is that's different, isn't it?
So it appears, Stephen, that the NHL was, I mean, you can confirm this or not, that it appeared that the NHL was keeping Phoenix as, you know, Winnipeg, you know, with regards to Phoenix, kind of as a security, and if Phoenix felt, you know, they were able to get the Glendale government to cover the debt load, they just move them over to Atlanta, and according to your story, everything else had really been in place for months.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't quite hear you there. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm stuck on a bad phone here right now, but I think you're talking about the difference between the Phoenix and Atlanta situations from the NHL's point of view. Does that make sense?
Yeah, basically just in terms of, you know, the NHL kind of keeping Winnipeg by in case Phoenix totally fell through as a possible drawback, and then...
Yeah, you know, look, I think it was as much the guys from, again, my understanding is that it was as much a case of the True North guys understanding that there might be two teams in play, and, you know, when the Hulsizer deal started to fall apart in Phoenix and said, hey, you know, hang on, there's one buyer here, it's us. There's potentially two teams in play. You know, we may have some leverage. This may be a buyer's market suddenly, and maybe we can knock this price down a little bit. So, you know, I think that what happened was that they sat back and waited to see whether the NHL could salvage Phoenix, and the NHL obviously desperately worked to salvage Phoenix. They got bailed out by the government there when the Hulsizer thing completely imploded, thanks, you know, in large part to the Goldwater Institute.
Yeah.
But I think it was more that, you know, the NHL had two fires burning, and they put one of them out temporarily. And, you know, I think the guys, my understanding, again, is the True North was willing to exploit either one of those situations. It didn't really matter. They, you know, they just wanted to make the best deal for themselves.
Stephen, have you heard anything? Did your sources say anything about a final price for this deal, the transaction to have gone through?
No. I don't know any more than anyone else knows. You know, you guys, we've all read the same speculation, right? $170 million combination of franchise fee and relocation fee. But No, I honestly don't know, and I don't know any more than anybody else on that.
And what about divisional alignment? There's, you know, talk that the Jets or whatever the team is going to be called are going to have to play a season in the Southeast. Any word on that?
No, you know, again, same thing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it would be safe to assume that the NHL has spent considerable amounts of time planning this. That this does not come as a surprise to them. Those details have been worked out. So, you know, it's not like they're going to be throwing something together in the next few weeks. They've been planning for this contingency because, again, they know better than anyone else that there was no solution in Atlanta.
Steven, I know you only wrote this a few hours ago, but you mentioned in your article that Gary Bettman might be traveling to Winnipeg to make the announcement official. Do you have any idea when that will be?
Well, I was told it was going to happen Tuesday, or at least that was the planning. Now, I think the timing may have changed a little bit here because this is blown up in their faces, and I'm sure that they wanted to stage manage this and spin it in their own way. So I can't vouch for the fact that Gary Bettman will be in Winnipeg on Tuesday now. This may have upset that apple cart slightly, but maybe he won't come now. I don't know. He looked pretty upset about it tonight when he was shaking his head looking at his BlackBerry.
It'll be the apocalypse if Gary Bettman gets cheered in Winnipeg.
You know, it's one of those things I always kind of hoped I'd live long enough to see it. So, believe me, if he shows up, I'll be as thrilled about that as any of you guys will.
Hey, Steven, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to join Winnipeg hockey fans on Sports Radio 1290 tonight. It is a very exciting evening in River City, and needless to say, about half the city are basically tuned in right now wanting to hear exactly what you just said. So we thank you very much.
Okay, guys, have fun tonight. I wish it was there.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate it.
Well on our way. Well, that was Steven Brun from the Globe and Mail. Yeah. We will get that clip up on the Hustler and Lawless website, The Illegal Curve. Of course,
right.
Sports Radio 1290 on the ASAP for those of you that weren't able to catch it or just tuned in a moment. But, guys, it's exactly what he said in the Globe and Mail
right.
story. But
that's
hearing
right.
it from the horse's mouth sometimes is a little different than reading.